Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. If you'll notice, other than charging you for the book if you buy one, everything else is free. We've made sure that that's our model. Our model is that whatever we do here is free to you. The newsletter, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter on the website. And in fact, if you don't want to buy the book, which I don't know why you wouldn't want to, but if you don't want to, I make most of the books available on my website, just in pieces, in articles in there. So check that out. There's a whole section has the same name as the book. So I don't know what else I can do, folks, to help you out. And I'm gonna keep trying, as long as I can stay vertical and draw breath. I'm gonna keep doing this. I wanted to talk about something that came up very recently. Someone said to me they saw Al Gore's new movie, An Inconvenient Sequel, which his first movie was An Inconvenient Truth, about 10 years ago. If you remember. Al Gore, go back a little ways. Al Gore was a VP of Clinton in the late 90s when the Kyoto Accords were being decided and just debated in Kyoto, Japan, to try to come up with a global climate change. They called it what they called it in those days, global warming summit. And they were trying to get the United States to sign on to it. Of course, China and India did not. Many other countries did. The United States didn't. In fact, it was voted down in the Senate 97-0, as I remember. One of the first things I reported on my show back in 97, 98. And so, but back in those days, Vice President Gore went over to Kyoto to try to make sure that that everything went well. That was a big deal. A big part of the Clinton's agenda was to get America involved in the Kyoto Accords. Well, remember that the Kyoto Accords, one of the things that was a big deal, the foundational element of it, was to take America back to 1990 carbon footprint levels. This was in 97, 98. So they wanted to take us back 7-8 years. And so the GDP we were doing that year, which was double what was back in 1990, they wanted us to have only the carbon footprint of the earlier decade, right? Well, we didn't do. We didn't sign on to it, so we didn't follow that. However, over the next 15 years, the United States achieved, while our GDP or our economy tripled, our carbon footprint actually got back to 1990 levels without being part of Kyoto, without being part of the Paris Accords, which you know about. That's recently in the news. Now, here comes Al Gore, and this person who said to me that they saw the new one and they liked the new film, I asked them, in that film, did Al Gore say anything about the fact that he had once encouraged America to join the Kyoto Accords and to go back to 1990 carbon footprint levels? And even though we didn't go back onto the Accords, we've actually achieved that, a combination of government and industry and businesses and consumers, all of us. Have done this. Did it say anything about that accomplishment? He said, no, nothing in there about that. So how can you be honest about climate change if you don't recognize progress that's been made? The problem is the progress that was made wasn't the kind of progress in the way he wanted it to be. He needed to see progress made in terms of just windmills and waves and solar. But we made that progress in other ways, things that were not part of the climate change religion agenda. And so he didn't even mention it. Now, that's why I'm saying that that movie, even though I haven't seen it, my friend who told me about it said this wasn't in there. How can you be talking about climate change progress without mentioning the progress? That's the reason why I say that Al Gore's message is bankrupt. Because it's not really about carbon. It's not really about climate change. It's about politics and it's about religion. The religion of, as long as people talk to you about climate change as a religion, well, we're not going to make any progress. As long as people believe that the United States needs to weaken itself economically in order to comply with the rest of the world's expectations of us, that's not going to work. That's a bankrupt idea. So I said for the whole time the Obama administration was in office, President Obama, if you want us to sign on to more of your way of thinking with regard to climate change, how about recognizing what we've already done? But they never did that. So watch for that, my friends. When you talk to people who are talking about climate change, which I believe is an issue, I believe humans are contributing to it. I also believe humans are solving it. But when you hear people not giving us credit for what's already been done, those people are religious zealots. They're not truly interested in a solution, regardless of where it comes from.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.